This is LiveWell Talk on Health Maintenance. I'm Dr. Dustin Arnold, Chief Medical Officer at UnityPoint Health, St. Luke's Hospital. Seeing your UnityPoint primary care clinician for routine health maintenance is important. As my dad used to say, you want to dig the well before you're thirsty, so you don't want to wait until you're ill to go see the clinician. Return to the podcast today is Cassie Zimmerman, a nurse practitioner at UnityPoint Clinic Family Medicine Tower Terrace. Cassie, welcome back.
Thank you.
We had you on for new provider, and that was an interesting podcast. And so I'm sure your daughters are keeping you busy.
Very.
And your clamping season is getting started.
It is upon us.
Yes. But I think, not to get into details, but had quite a few surgical procedures last fall, colonoscopy, you know, got to that age, et cetera. It's kind of a pain in the neck to be a patient. To go get lab work done, go get x-rays done. So, you know, I want to talk to you today about health maintenance. I think those checkups are good. I'm not the best patient, that's not unusual for physicians, but as you know, I mean, you're around them. But I think it's important, particularly on the hospital medicine side, when I see patients show up in untreated diabetes or, you know, very poorly treated high blood, you know, not having their blood pressure checked and they have a stroke, you know. And so that's always sad because you think to yourself, this potentially was a preventable event. So tell us about, what is health maintenance? How would you describe it?
Yeah, health maintenance it's really important, like you said. It's coming in for checkups, not just, a lot of people go through a period, I think, in their life where they feel healthy, so they don't feel like they need to come in and be seen. Whereas that's probably the farthest thing from the truth. Truly, people need to be coming in every year so that we can make sure that we're practicing preventive medicine with people and making sure that preventable diseases, like you mentioned, like heart disease, diabetes, things like that, we're able to teach people about them, but also be screening for them and making sure that everything is truly staying healthy. Even if you feel healthy, there could be things off.
Sure. And, you know, what is it? I think I was read once that the average type 2 diabetic adult onset has it for about 3 years before they're diagnosed, before they even know that they have diabetes, in that kind of pre-diabetic state. That's increasing in patients having that, isn't it? You've seen a lot of that in clinic.
I'm personally, yeah, seeing, and I think my colleagues are as well. I find that I'm seeing it a lot younger now. It used to be, you know, when people are in their later 40s,
right,
50s.
Right, yeah.
I have a lot of 30-year-olds now that are coming in. And I know that in the pediatric world, we're seeing it more and more kind of creep to younger ages.
Certainly, the earlier you can get it under control, the better.
Absolutely.
In that particular situation. But also, tell us a little bit about, you know, I think everybody's afraid of cancer, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so the best way to prevent cancer is to have a screening exam that finds it either prior to turning into cancer, i.e. a colonoscopy, or early mammogram. So tell us a bit, how do you approach that with having patients screen for whatever they're supposed to receive?
Yeah. So when people come in for their like annual physicals, what we kind of go over, one of the most important things with cancer, especially, is family history. And so looking at somebody's history, seeing if they're going to be predisposed potentially to certain cancers, it can't predict everything, but it can really help us, especially early on. There's an age for everything. So colonoscopy, you know, is going to be recommended at 45 years of age and older.
Which we've done a podcast about that new recommendation. And I'm sure you've listened to that podcast several times.
Yeah. Okay. And then mammograms, you know, start at 40 for women generally. But even so, by coming into your annual physical, some people are going to qualify to have that earlier because they have a strong family history. Right. And so there are certain things that people may not know about that by coming in to see us, we're going to be able to keep track of for them and be able to help guide them as they kind of try and avoid a late diagnosis of something.
And how does someone get an appointment with you up at the Tower Terrace Clinic?
pretty easily. You just give our office a call and set up the appointment.
And then do you do online scheduling after that? Are you?
We can. Yes.
Through MyChart, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yep. You can schedule through MyChart for certain visit types. I can do virtual visits as well, which can be really beneficial. Not so much physicals, but other visits. So,
what is the biggest challenge, or what am I trying to ask here? How do you motivate people to participate in this health wellness, this kind of motivational interviewing to do that? I'm sure there's patients come and say, hey, I'm 50. I want my colonoscopy, right? Mm-hmm. You know, or 45, sorry. But I'm sure there's others that are reluctant, whether it's the time off work, the prep. We've heard every excuses, clinicians, what people want to delay that. But how do you motivate people to participate?
I think for motivating patients, I think it's important to listen, to hear what they say, and then to educate and tell them everything they need to really know, and then give them the choice, put that power back in their ball court as to whether or not they're going to make the decision to go through with something. So for example, with mammograms, I have had patients that come in and they don't want to do screenings. They don't want to do a screening mammogram for breast cancer or anything like that, but kind of empowering them to know why breast cancer screening is really important, and if something were to be going on, what that could look like down the road, if they don't have it screened for, can really empower some people. And there will still be some people that don't want to do the screenings, and that's okay. And they need to know that that's okay. But I'm also going to bug them about it every single time they come in my office and educate them further.
Persistent and
right
in doing that. Yeah. Midwesterners have, and I was just talking to a neurosurgeon from the East Coast about this, and he's been working here on locum assignments, and he noticed as we start talking how Midwesterners really care or really are worried about being a burden on their family, right?
Yeah.
So like, you know, when he was talking to these patients, they, you know, when he would mention, well, you could die if you don't have this prescription, they're like, whatever, you know. But if it came down to I might be a burden on my family, they're like, well, I don't want that to happen. Right.
Right.
You know, and you're from the Midwest. I mean, you grew up locally, so you understand that. And I think it's something that's really admirable on one. And so sometimes I've approached patients like, look, we want to get this done. I don't want you to have half a stroke. Right. Mm-hmm. And so let's get the blood pressure under control. And I found that's a successful with patients that are maybe a little reluctant. So,
yeah, I think there's a fine line between scare tactic, you know, and education too.
Absolutely.
I think once in a, you know, I don't think that that's a scare tactic so much, but I think it's a gentle way of saying this is probably worst case scenario for you. And so, you know, some people may be offended by it, but I think it's really important that they know what worst case scenario could be.
I've often said, I think you have to be a good clinician, you have to know when to be fraternal and when to be paternal.
Yes.
Because there are patients that want to make the decision with you as a brother, fraternal. Mm-hmm. And there are others just tell me when I need to have this done. I don't want to talk about it. Just schedule it.
Yes.
You know, the classic is the man that's the husband that says, just tell my wife what you're doing. I trust you, doc. You know? But you don't want to get into scare tactics, because that's not a healthy relationship to have with a patient.
Right.
But you want to set them up for success too, right? Right.
Yeah. And let them know that you care.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why you're telling them.
Yeah. What has been, now I'm kind of picking your brain here just for my own knowledge. What's some of your secrets, or how do you approach getting patients to quit smoking, which I think is a huge preventive measure that a patient can take?
Yeah, I think that there are several like options available to people right now to help with smoking cessation. And so I just kind of lay them all out on the table for people. There are medication options that can be a good option for some. There are other options, so like nicotine patches, lozenges, things like that, that may be helpful for some people. We do have our pulmonology department has a smoking cessation clinic that can help with smoking cessation. It's really 80% mental, 20% nicotine dependence. You're not going to die from not having nicotine, but it's not going to be great, right? So to get over that hump is a little hump. To get over the mental hump is going to be a huge portion of what the cravings and things like that. That's what's really hard for people. So to be able to kind of be with them through that and know that, you know, they have somebody that if they need something like a medication, such as Chantix, that would be... that would be helpful, and that's something that I can help with them getting.
Well, that right there, I mean, it sounds like you're quite knowledgeable about that, and that's a reason for listeners to come in and see you, Cassie, out at the Tower Terrace Medical Clinic. Cassie, thank you for joining me and informing listeners about the importance of health maintenance visits. Once again, this was Cassie Zimmerman, nurse practitioner at Union Point Clinic Family Medicine, Tower Terrace. If you'd like to schedule a health maintenance visit with Cassie or any other Union Point Clinic provider, visit unipoint.org and click on Find a Doctor to find a provider accepting new patients near you. Thank you for listening to Live Well Talk On. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe. And if you want to spread the word, please give us a 5-star review and tell your family, friends, neighbors, strangers about our podcast. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcast. Until next time, be well.